welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway. I run the Tudor Society, which is a hub for Tudor history lovers all around the world, connecting historians, authors and Tudor history lovers. And I also write Tudor history books. Okay, where am I taking you today in my Tudor time travels? Well, I'm taking you to 1555. But on this day in Tudor history, the 1st of August 1555, Sir Edward Kelly, apothecary, alchemist and medium, was born in Worcester. Worcester, of course, being a city in the Midlands in central England. Now, Edward Kelly is a rather fascinating man, and I mentioned his name in my video, my talk I did on John Dee, Dr. John Dee, that famous advisor of Elizabeth. So I'll give you a link to the talk I did on Dr. John Dee as well. But Kelly, in March 1582, he called on astrologer and mathematician Dr. John Dee at his home at Mortlake in Surrey. Kelly managed to impress Dr. Dee with his abilities as a medium or a scryer after Dee had been unsuccessful in making contact with angels. And Kelly worked closely with Dee for about 7 years. They travelled around Europe together. They took part in seances. They allegedly communicated with angels in a special angelic language. Whatever the truth of the matter, they certainly believed, well, Dee believed, that they were communicating with angels. And novelist Robert Parry, who's author of one of my very favourite historical novels, Virgin and the Crab, he wrote an article for me a few years ago when I was running the Elizabeth Files website. His article was called John Dee, A Biographical Sketch. And in that, he wrote of how the two men received various mysterious tables of letters and numbers, redolent, some say, of ciphers in use by those engaged in espionage at the time, yet which have never been deciphered. So sort of coded, a language. And these angelic conversations resulted in the transmission of a unique, sophisticated language, Enochian, with its own alphabet, syntax, etc. Now, Dr. Dee believed that this language, this kind of code that they were receiving, this Enochian language, as they called it, was the language that God had used to create the world, and that it was also the way that God used to communicate with Adam and the angels. So a very, very important language. That's what Dr. Dee thought of it. Between 1584 and 1589, Kelly and Dee settled in Prague, where they met Emperor Rudolf II and worked under the patronage of the Rosenberg family. There they continued their work communicating with angels and also experimenting with alchemy. Kelly possessed a red powder, which, with the help of the alchemical book, the Book of Dunstan, he claimed he could make into a red tincture to transmute base metals into gold. So quite a claim there. Now, although Kelly has been viewed as a charlatan by quite a lot of people, it's clear that he himself took his work very seriously, as did Dr. John Dee. Now, the men separated in 1589. Kelly stayed on in the continent and Dee returned to England. And in 1591, Kelly was arrested on the orders of the Emperor, allegedly for killing a man in a duel, but more likely so that the Emperor could have close control of Kelly, who had promised to produce gold for him. So, you know, to control Kelly's work, his experiments, his work with alchemy and that. And Kelly was imprisoned in Shiverclough Castle, but released after he promised to carry on with his alchemical work. When his experiments failed, he was imprisoned yet again, this time in Henjavin Castle. And it is said that he died in around 1598 from a fall, this fall being a result of an escape attempt from his prison in the castle. Now, Edward Kelly's Latin treatises still survive today and have been translated into English as the Alchemical Writings of Edward Kelly. And I'll give you a link to read them if you're interested. They do make very interesting reading. And one of his treatises is on the subject of the Philosopher's Stone, which is rather interesting for any Potterheads out there, which Kelly described as the metallic matter which changes the forms of imperfect metals into gold. So rather interesting reading. These are fascinating men with the work with angels that they were doing and the alchemical work. Very intelligent men and very fascinating men. So I'll give you a link to my talk on Dr. John Dee so you can find out a bit more about him. But I'll also give you a piece of trivia now. Tudor Society member Kerry Creffield pointed out to me that Dee and Kelly are supposed to be the models for charlatans, Face and Subtle, in Ben Jonson's famous play, The Alchemist. So Ben Jonson obviously didn't think much of the men and their work, viewing them, as some other people have, as charlatans. But I do get the feeling reading through, the more I read about Kelly and Dee, the more I believe that they believed in what they were doing. So yes, interesting men. So I hope I have piqued your interest in Kelly and that you might want to do some extra reading on him. A very fascinating man. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.